Blog Talk Radio.
Outside rain, she keeps me home.
Shalom, 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 everyone. How is everybody doing today? Hope all is well. I hope you guys had a wonderful Sabbath and that you guys enjoyed the class yesterday and that we have come to another first day of the week. It seemed like it's rolling around so fast. It's just unbelievable how fast it's rolling around. But, you know, I enjoyed myself yesterday. You know, it's always a break, a good break from, you know, not that I don't love the word, because I do. But, you know, it was just good to talk about something else, because I definitely had something prepared. All praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push 1, if you don't mind. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. I really, you know, I have so many things going on in my mind that I want to talk about, but I don't want to monopolize the call tonight, so I'm going to give you guys a chance. Anybody have anything you want to talk about? Anything? You know, because I always lead off, and it's always good to hear from somebody else. You know, we can talk about anything you want. What do you want to talk about? You know. Because this is an open forum, and I just wanted to make sure we did that and give everybody a chance, because you know I'm always the one saying something. All praises be to the High Holy One of Israel. Well, you know, I know y'all got something to say. I know you got something to say. Oh, my gosh. Something? You know. I mean, it's like the sister said yesterday, it's so much stuff that's going on. It's so much stuff going on that is just so important. You know, to just try to balance it all and keep it all together. It's so much stuff going on, you know, and these things are going to happen. These are the things that are going to happen. Hold on a minute. Area code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was going to say that the other day I have watched the video. I think the African diaspora, they have posted it, and they were saying that in, like, this year, I don't know if it was, like, it must have been very recent because they just posted, but they were saying that a large wave of white people are moving to Africa and Ghana. They said a really big wave of them starting to go down there and stuff. They said it happened in 2021, and they said it happened again in 2023. And droves, big droves. But you go inside the plane, and it's probably one black person, and the whole plane is going on, but white people.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, Americans, are leaving America. I saw something like that. I really did. They were on the plane, and they were leaving the country, you know, and they're trying to go to the places that they feel like are going to be cheaper for them to live and get the most for their money. They really are. But, you know, one thing I can say in knowing Yah the way that I have learned to know him, everybody can try to do things and make moves in their lives to try to be part of the inclusion or to try to escape what's going on, just like we did. When we ran into Africa, we ran into Africa trying to escape. But at the appointed time, the prophecy was being fulfilled, and I don't even know if the generation that was captured even realized what was going on, but the prophecy was being fulfilled. So it doesn't matter where anybody runs or where anybody goes. When the appointed time comes, the prophecy is going to be fulfilled. There's no escaping, y'all. Can't escape it. We tried. We ran. We did. We ran into Africa with full-fledged, running with all we had. We tried our best. And he still, at the appointed time, he still came They still came and got us. They still took us into these lands because it had to be done. And it's just so ironic that 1610, the city in Port Comfort, Virginia, was created. And then the Bible, the King James Bible, was published in 1611. And then 1619, those 20 people touched the land with their feet. And I have a great idea who those 20 people was. I probably won't ever say it. I might say it one day, but I really got a sneaky suspicion of who those 20 people were. You know, but and those 20 Negroes stepped onto the land. You know, but they can go wherever they want, you know. Because the Gentile is definitely in charge now, and they're in every country. You know, they have assumed the identity of most of the people. You know, I told you I went to work with this guy that was Russian, and I asked him, like, is it black people in Russia? And he was like, you know what, people have asked me all kind of stuff. Do we wear deodorant? How did we go to school? And he said, no one has ever asked me if there was black people in Russia. I said, well, you never see any of them on the news. Not one. I've never seen one. So, you know, they all over the place, and they're going to change locations, but it's not going to change the outcome because it did not change ours. It just didn't. It didn't change ours. But, you know. Now, that's how I see it. I mean, that's how history has always been. It didn't change ours, not one bit. But we had to go through what we had to go through anyway. Anything else? Did the class scare you yesterday? Or maybe she's not here with us anymore. Anybody else, please feel free to push one. Shalom, shalom. Anybody else have a question or a comment or anything?
Were you talking to me, Susana?
I was.
Oh, my apologies. Yesterday did not scare me at all. I'm not surprised. Like, I mean, that I don't know what it was, but I know personally me, it didn't scare me. I mean, because it's just a video. Maybe in person it might be a little different, but I trust Yah. You know, things like that won't be able to touch his children because Yah said to trust him. Like, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So I'm going to stand on that. If I see one of those things, I'm just going to have to rebuke it in Yahusha's name, and that thing's going to run because it has to, you know? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, the Most High is going to give us power, too. So when we speak things, those things have to flee because of Yah that's in us.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah. All praises be to the Most High Yah. All praises. You know, we are definitely going to see some things that is going to question our reality, but we keep it moving because our ancestors saw things. We're not exempt from that. Our ancestors saw things, especially around the time when it came for them to leave the land of their captivity. They saw Yah move in a way that no one had ever seen before. Yeah? Egypt was attacked from their animal kingdom to the human kingdom to the waterways. To everything, to darkness. They went through a lot of different things, and we saw that. And whether they attributed it to global warming or whatever they called it, you know, back then, that we knew who it was. So it's very interesting to see what it's going to be. I think people are ready to see something, though, you know, because like I said, the 400 years rolled up on us, and now that's over. That was in 2019. So we got 2019, we 20, 21, 22, 23, and we're rolling up on 24. We are less than 6 months away from 2024. You know, and everybody got real hyped for 2019. That carried us for about 5 years. We were talking about the 400-year prophecy is about to be fulfilled. And people are wanting... to finish the rest of the prophecy. The problem is we have to wait on him. And that's a hard thing to do. But in the meantime, you know, the ships are showing up. The people are showing up. You know. The people are showing up. It's just what it is. The people are beginning, the beings are showing up. You know, and we have always known that. That's like talking about they've just been seeing ships since the early 1950s. No, they've been around since the beginning of time. They've been around since the beginning of time. We just have to know. You know, and I was sitting there today and I was watching a documentary, and I was watching 50 Cent on a documentary, and I said to myself, I said, I wonder when somebody is going to be bold enough to make a movie about the Ten Commandments and tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I mean, the whole truth. Because, you know, when I was a little girl, we saw Charlton Heston play the role of Moses, you know, and he climbed the mountain, and, you know, we saw the thunderstorm and the lightning on top of the mountain, and everybody was oohing and aahing. But when we get into the scriptures and Israel starts to dissect the scriptures, we have taught the world that it was way more than that. That's why I stopped putting all the teachings and stuff on the internet, because they didn't know this information. They didn't even pull this information out. I wonder when one of us is going to be bold enough to have the ability to make a movie to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You know, because when you wake up to the truth, you know, and you watch all this stuff, and you be like, well, who's telling the truth? Tell the whole truth. Make Moshe black like he was. Let 70 of the elders, the black men of the 12 tribes of Israel, climb up that mountain and have lunch with the Elohim of Israel. Let's do the whole, let's tell it all. If we're going to do it, let's tell the truth. And see him standing in his vehicle. Because, see, don't nobody want to tell the truth, but everybody wants to present to the world what they think that the Most High, the God of that Bible is, and he is our God. Nobody else can explain it or let you know or orate it better than us, because he's our God. And we make movies and we make TV series about all of the crap, killing each other and dope selling and slinging dope and shooting each other up and the street life and the hoes and the naked women and the parties. We make all the stuff about that, but nobody has come up and said, I'm gonna make a movie about the truth. Damn it. And then they wonder why our children are responding and acting the way that they are. They wonder. You know, it's just, you know, and it sails, oh my gosh, who can tell the story better than us? And nobody wants to hear from us, and we've been trying to tell it and tell it and tell it, and nobody really wants to hear from us. And it's like, wait a minute, he woke us up to tell you who he was. He woke Israel up. What's so crucial about it is he let the lie go on for so long. And they built movies about the lie. They've got denominations about the lie. They got TV series about the lie. You know, you every Sunday morning when that pastor put that cloak on and he opened up that Bible and he tells you the stories out of that Bible, it's to promote the lie. And it's just been lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. And then Israel, yes, our Elohim is in the background, waking up a little bit over here, waking some up over here, waking some up over here. And then all of a sudden it was a big, massive awakening. Boof! Israel started waking up. We came out of holiness churches, Kojic churches, Catholic churches, AME churches, Baptist churches. We was coming out of everywhere like, wait a minute, hold on, what's this all about? Going, wait a minute, what? We came out of sororities and fraternities. We came out, we were police officers and lawyers and doctors and dentists and everybody like, wait, hold on, what you mean? And then guess what he said? Come and learn of me. Let me show, I'm your Elohim. Let me tell you about who I am. And then we started learning. And because we were so excited, we started sharing. And we was putting stuff on the internet and putting this and that on the internet and doing what it is we doing. And then turn around at the same time and watching people that really don't know him for real have enough money and enough exposure and enough support to be able to put the stories that are similar out there. That is a lie. They're telling from their version. And nobody knows him better than us. Nobody does. And you're like, well, when are you guys going to listen to the people that know him, that took the time that he opened up the scriptures for you to get to know him? When are you going to listen to us? Like the sister said the other day, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. He said, to them it's not given. They don't even, all they doing is seeing with their logical eye. They're trying to interpret spiritual things of a God that they, of an Elohim that they know nothing about. So that's why you got all these crazy teachings out here. And, oh, it's just a mess. It's a mess. You know? It is crucial. It's a mess. It is. It's a doggone mess. It's just a mess. You know, and then we have to watch it. We have to sit and we have to watch it, and we're like, wow, this is just, you know, it's now halfway right. You know? It's kind of on point. The disciples asked him, he said, why do you always speak to them in parables? This is Matthew 13:10. He said, and the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. He was talking to the Israelites. Nobody wants to, he's talking to the Israelites. But we keep on letting the other people tell the story over and over and over. And over and over and over again. We do. Area code 504, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, what I wanted to add was you said, when are they going to listen to us? I don't think they are, only the ones that he opened their ears to hear us, because they haven't even acknowledged who we really are. So they don't want to turn and start listening without acknowledging who we really are, who the Most High's chosen people really are. And another truth that they never put out in the movies or anywhere was that when Moses did go up and down the mountain at different times, that he also had two tablets, and they had the 12 Hebrews, 6 on one and 6 on the other. And that's never, ever shown or talked about.
I agree. I mean, I totally agree with you 100%. You know, and it's massive. And then when you look at the church, because I'm from the church. That's why they say, why you bringing up the church so much? Because that's where I'm from. That's where I was raised. That's the place where somebody tried to introduce me to who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was. When you look at the massive people that are falling into these institutions, year, generation after generation, year after year, Sunday after Sunday, Tuesday night, Bible class, Thursday night, watch me or whatever, watch me or prayer service or what, over and over and over again, and you realize that the things that you were given were just not 100% true. It just blows your mind. And it really makes you grateful that he opened up your eyes and that he told you who you were. It does. It made you grateful. And the more that I realize that, the more I wonder, you know, I ain't going to say that, but Brother Donnie, I used to always say it's only a remnant. It's just a remnant. It's just a remnant. So I was just telling my sister that today. I said, you know, when you come into the knowledge and you realize what it is and you understand how the game is played, the Most High has it it's rigged to a certain point, because he's going to make sure that you feel and understand that you're under a curse. You're under a curse. We was anyway. That we was under a curse. And not only under a curse, you're in the land of your captivity. You didn't come here on the Mayflower flower. You weren't on top of the boat coming for a better life. You was under the boat, brought here as slaves. And that's how we got here. Now, all of a sudden, they're saying, as I heard one of the excerpts from Trump's campaign for running for president, let us all come together and let us all make America great again. And I'm like, oh, does that include? I know you ain't talking about us. You know, and when you understand the church, back to the church, it's so many people. It's so many people in the church that are sitting there generation after generation, year after year, Sunday after Sunday, Bible class after Bible class, prayer meeting after prayer meeting, feeling some emotions, running, jumping, and speaking in tongues. And a man is standing over the pulpit, feeding them the stories of the Bible that is totally out of contact, that he's using to speak to a people that is totally out of contact, that basically, you know, you're being sold a dream. And it's hard. It's, you watch all that and you be like, wow, I was really a part of that at one point. It's like, wow. It's so many of us in there, y'all. It is so many of us. When I say people of color in that church, that whole system. Now, of course, we know that everybody's not Israel. All our skin folk ain't our kinfolk. Everybody's not an Israelite in there. But, man, it's a lot of people up in there. And it goes from the pulpit to the religious programs on TV to the religious movies they play to the, it's just one big lie. And they say, well, it can't be a lie because they still using the Bible. Guess what? If you deviate from any portion of it and you bring it out of context, it's a lie, because it's not fitting the right people, and you're not giving them the right information, and you're lumping everybody together as one big group of people, and that's a lie. It's a lie. I told my sister, I said, let's take tithing for instance. Do you know how many pastors, black and white, that I have heard with my own ears that told us that they were of the Levi tribe? And that was the reason why they were entitled to the tithe, that you had to give them 10%, because God has told you, have a man rob God. That's all we heard that over and over and over again. I said, and nobody is professing to be an Israelite. If you're from the Levi tribe, you had to be an Israelite. And they used those same things because they knew the people were not going to read, and they knew that they could get that off. And as long as they added emotion with it and some music with it, and they scared the mess out of people, and they made them believe that if they gave this 10% that the windows of heaven was going to open up and a blessing would be poured out that you wouldn't have room to receive. And if you didn't do it, all hell was going to break loose in your finances. That's how they sold you a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie from the pits of hell because they're not Israel. And they're not professing to be Israel. Let me put it that way. It's just, you know, it's like, wow. And not to mention that Christ, we ain't even going to get on what color he is, but Christ, the Messiah. It is evident that our Lord sprang from the tribe of Judah. Oh, my gosh, if he's from the tribe of Judah, then guess what he got to be, everybody? He got to be an Israelite. The Judah's one of the 12 tribes. He has to be an Israelite. But again, oh, they won't say that. They ain't going to say that. They ain't. And it's just, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. You know? It's just so many things. And it's mass people. It is mass people that sit there all the time and listen to that man over that pulpit. You there. And I used to be one. So, you know, it's very interesting to see, you know, how this thing is ending up and what's happening here. But we just got, it's just something that we have to continue to do. We have to continue to, because they, only we know about our Elohim. Only us. Because no matter what sermon you hear from, whether it's black or whether it's white that's teaching it, they always lump the people together as one big group of people. We're all Gentiles. We're all Gentiles, and we're saved by grace. And the people that are in the land are the Jews. And we're all coming together to be saved under the blood of Christ. And it's like, oh, okay. It's a lot. But we have to keep, we just have to, because the show go on. The show went on today. The cloak went on. The music started. The emotional stuff started. And you'd be like, wow. Wow. I don't know. Anybody else? Anybody? I'm going to play a little bit for you. I just want you to hear it. I want you to just hear it. Because some of y'all don't know. I'm just going to play just a little bit. I just want you to hear it. Check, just listen. This is what go on Sunday. Here we go. Listen.
I don't know much about soteriology. He could not have a great conversation about pneumatology. But he had been ear hustling and heard about a kingdom that Jesus was talking about. And he says to Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. And what he was saying was, when you come to establish a kingdom, I want you to remember me. But Jesus said, I don't have to wait till I get to my kingdom. Oh, today. But God Almighty, oh, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Somebody said, Pastor Ida, what is paradise? The streets are paved with gold. In paradise, always howdy, howdy, never goodbye. Don't you want to go to that land? Oh,
woo! Every Sunday.
That's entertainment.
Every Sunday. We went through this every Sunday. Pure entertainment. And you know what? Everybody's standing on their feet. Everybody like, yeah, that's right, Pastor. Yeah, you know you're telling the truth, Pastor. Whoa, you're preaching, Pastor. Show me one scripture where it said paradise got streets paved with gold. One! Just scripture that says that paradise, the streets is paved with gold. Because, I mean, I've been reading this Bible for some years. I mean, we all been on here, and we've been going, we done been, went from the front to the back several times. I've never seen that. He also said that Christ was going, that he was going to prepare a kingdom. What I read, the kingdom going to be here. The kingdom is going to be on this earth. The kingdom is set up here. This is all the things that they listen to from Sunday to Sunday. And you pay, man, listen, y'all paying for you. You're getting sold a dream and you're paying for it. I'm telling you this right now. And everybody is jumping and standing up, hooping and hollering and screaming. And it's like, I can tell the ones who have, who don't read. Because if you was a reader, you would understand that that's not in there. This is the stuff. It's just one big lie after another. This is the stuff. It's just like she said, it's entertainment. It's an enter. If you want to go be entertained, you're going to be entertained.
Did you see the video with T.D. Jakes' wife saying that she twerks in church for the Lord? I thought that was ridiculous.
Say that again?
T.D. Jakes' wife says that she twerks for the Lord. So I assume she's twerking up in church, and she says she's doing it for the Lord. It's on YouTube, T.D. Jakes' wife twerks for the Lord. That's the title.
No, not Sarita. No, no, come on now. Is she actually twerking?
I didn't watch the video. I saw the title of it. But it's on YouTube. I was just scrolling through and I saw that title. They got her picture up there. I don't know if you click on the video, is she actually doing it? But that's the title of it.
No, I can't believe. No, no. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at what you just told me. I'm seeing it. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at all of it.
So I don't know. I just said if it's true, that's not good.
Nah, you know, a lot of times they come up with these topics to draw people to their pages because they want everybody to, they trying to get followers. See, a lot of times this is a number thing. They worried about how many people they gonna have, how many followers they have, how many views they get. This is what they do to draw attention. I couldn't imagine. It was a comment that he made. Yep, to draw attention. That's what it was. He made that comment that she was twerking for the Lord. Hold on a minute. Let me get this up here. Hold on.
My lovely wife celebrates your stand-up, honey. Show them I did good. You're the finest grandmama I ever saw in my life. 5 kids, 9 grandkids, and still rocking it. She can still twerk for the Lord. Give God a praise.
That's what he said. That's what he said. She can still twerk for the Lord. That's what he said. These are the people that you under. These are the people that you support. But then you get mad at the LGBTQ community or whatever. Everybody ready to pounce down on them. But these are the people that you are letting lead you. I mean, hey. It is what it is. I mean, it ain't nothing. You know what it is, what it is. You know, the Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It does. And the heart is wicked above all else. Who can know it? But when you speak it, that's when you know what's in there, what's down there, what's on your mind. So, I mean, you know, that just don't surprise me. You know, it's just another situation. It's just another situation. It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but these are the people who are supposed to represent our Elohim. They're the people. They're supposed to represent our Elohim. That's all you can do. You know? They said another pastor's wife was at a party. Who was it? Diedrich Haddon and his wife. And she was at the party twerking. I mean, it is what it is. Now, let me say in all fairness, nobody's perfect. Everybody has issues. And everybody is involved in something. However, they call it Christian twerking. Hey, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. But then, you know, that don't surprise me in that arena. That doesn't surprise me in that arena at all, because that whole arena is fake. So when the enemy pay you to keep the lie going, that's what you're going to get. That's exactly what you're going to get. Ain't nothing you can do. Now let it do what it do. Because the Most High is going to expose that all the way open until you come to the realization that they are not who they claim to be. He's going to expose that whole situation. It ain't just them. It ain't just them. It's the whole setup. It is what it is. But that's a comment that he made. That she didn't make the comment, he did. You know? It's just unfortunate. I'm just really sorry, you know, that's just where their mind is. You can't, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I do. I hope he has repented. Because it has hit, it's been gone viral. It really has gone viral. And I hope he has, you know, because you just, you know, everybody have bad thoughts, but you can't say everything that come to mind. Everything that's lawful is not expedient. You know, that goes to that professional and that spiritual maturity. You know, you have to be, I mean, I don't care how relaxed you are with your life. You have to always remember that you represent. You are whoever you are supposed to be representing. If you claim to represent the Most High, that's who you're supposed to represent, but they don't. They don't represent him. And people are so shocked, like, oh, my God, I'm so appalled. I can't believe that, you know, they're talking like that. I do. I believe all of it. It just don't surprise me not one bit. No. It's only a remnant. It's only going to be a remnant. And what's going to be so terrible is that you're going to realize that if you're one of his pastors, one of his members, that you done paid this man all this money for him to sashay and sell you a dream. And when you do wake up, you're going to have to start all over again and erase everything that you have to throw all the tapes and books and all that stuff in the garbage. You're going to be pissed. Believe me, I'm talking from experience. You're going to be real upset. But the devil's slick, man. He'll make you believe in something. You'll be like, dang, don't tell me that wasn't real. He's slick.
That's like the parents that we all did it. Told our children that it was a fairy, put the money under the pillow, and that Santa Claus coming down the chimney. And when they reached a certain age and found out that it wasn't true, they are angry, you know, at their parents. like, you fooled me all this time, and I had me believing this, and that's the way the people in the church are.
Yeah, I was one of them. I know better than most. Yes, ma'am, you're absolutely correct. I agree with you 100%. I do. The whole thing, Santa Claus, the whole thing. We used to put cookies and milk out for Santa Claus and fall asleep, and they'd take us upstairs and put us in the bed, and we'd come back down the next morning to the point where the cookies was gone, the milk was gone, and everything. Until one year my father forgot to eat the cookies. We woke up early. And we was crying like, he didn't eat our cookies, honey, please. And they told us, well, go back to bed. He might come back and eat them. Now, you can't fool some kids. I'm like, nah, it's something up. You know? And then we found out that wasn't real. I was offended. I was offended. I was. Because you had deliberately lied to me. And why? Why was you lying? You know, but that's what we were taught to do. We were taught to lie to our children year after year, generation after generation. And we did.
I'm going to tell you something funny that happened years ago. My little niece, she's grown now, but when she was about 3 years old, she was we were visiting my mom's house, and my grandmother was there, and grandma said she was going to take a little nap. And she went and got in the bed, and my little niece she wanted to go to the bathroom. So she went in there, and she knew what to do and all. And the next thing we heard grandma screaming, ah, and everybody ran to the bedroom like, what's going on? And she said, the grandchild poured water all on my neck and woke me up. And so we asked her, what were you doing? Grandma had left her dentures in the bathroom soaking. And so her granddaughter took the teeth. She said, grandma gonna get a lot of money. And I was trying to put her teeth under the pillow.
Oh my gosh, Lord have mercy. I know y'all could do nothing but laugh. It's just unbelievable. Oh, she was trying to put the dentures under the pillow where the grandma was sleeping.
Yeah, because she believed in the little
Lord. Oh my God. But you know what? That's what she was taught.
Right.
He was taught. That's what we taught our children. You know, those that did. I was taught the same thing. The tooth fairy would come and then put the money under the pillow and the tooth would be gone. I was taught all those things. I really was. And it was all a lie. And when I started to peel away from the lies, because see, the Bible says all liars is going to find themselves in the lake of fire that burn with fire and brimstone. He says all liars. You don't get to just decide, okay, well, this is just for the kids, so this is okay, I can tell this lie. He said all liars. And you know what? And nobody ever repents for it. They keep telling it over and over again. And when I started peeling the lies away, I'm like, well, I'm not going to lie to my children. I'm not doing that. So they knew it wasn't no Santa Claus. They knew it wasn't no tooth fairy. They knew the Easter Bunny wasn't real. They knew the Halloween was satanic, and we just didn't do those things. And that's before I really started living as an Israelite. This was when I was in Christianity. How you going to preach about sin and then lie at the same time on the same breath? How does that work? You know, so I can understand that. I really do understand that. But we the ones in the cult, though. You know, that's the part that get me. Everybody come up and say, well, y'all in a cult. That ain't real. I don't know why y'all left the church, because you're in a cult, because the God that you're preaching about is not the same one that's in the book. And that's what he does. He wakes us up and say, why don't you come and see who I am? Come learn of me. Come find out who I am for real. And then everybody get mad at you because you're not doing what everybody else is doing. That is so true. That's what we teach them. Same way now, we all up in arms because these teenagers is walking around with assault rifles, shooting and killing each other. Well, that's what you're teaching them. The video games are violent. The music is violent. The TV is violent. Everything is violence. So were they supposed to just have enough maturity to skip past that? Wait a minute, it's legal for them to buy a gun, but you expect them not to use it? That's what our society teaches. Here in Cincinnati, they put a 15-year-old kid's face on the news. A 15-year-old kid's face on the news. Come on, we don't usually do that because he's underage, but he's violent and wanted for a violent crime. Put his picture on the news. Come on, he's violent and wanted for, he's considered armed and dangerous. 15! This is what we teach them. This is what we teach them. And the conversation that we were having, me and my sister was having, is she was talking about a young lady who was on the internet who had some children by her husband. And this young girl was bragging about she make $100,000 on YouTube and her husband wasn't making the kind of money he was making. And she was tired of him not being able to come up to her standard. And she was just getting ready to get rid of him and get divorced from him because he wasn't holding his own and blah, blah. And I told her, I said, you know what? So many of our people are being duped and fooled by what they see on TV and what they see on YouTube, and what they see on Facebook, and what they see on Twitter, and all the fake facades. I said, I'm not saying she don't make the money, and I'm not saying the money ain't there to be made, and I'm not saying that because there are some black people that have really, really, really progressed and done well. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying, though, is that at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, your family is all you have. And they make us think the playing field is equal. And it's not. And it ain't going to never be equal. And I don't care what you have accomplished. It is not equal. And it's definitely not equal for the black man. And I've changed in terms of, and I don't believe they're supposed to be lazy, and I believe they're supposed to take care of their family. But that's a whole different dynamic when it comes to them and us. It's a whole different dynamic. And I said, when it's all said and done, she going to wish she hadn't have made that move. You know, because they always make us think that all this stuff is real. Oh, be all you can be. Come and do all you can do. And you can have what everybody else have. That's a big, bold-faced lie. It's a lie. It's a lie.
Have you seen the commercial on the Apple Vision Pro? Where it's like these, whatever, I call them gargles, the thing you put over your head, your eyes, and they said it's coming out where once you put it on, everything, you can make the screen as big as it cover your whole wall in your living room, and you can interact into whatever you're looking at, and they said that it's going to be so real. And that you can go into whatever reality you want to go into and all, they said. Mm-hmm. And thing is, once the people get locked into that and really, like, they can spend all day and they can go in there and make money and they can have all the boyfriends and girlfriends or whatever they want to do, they said. But once they take those off and they look around, they not going to be able to fit in the real society because they so used to that visual thing, and they said this is what's coming for the future for those people, and it's going to be here for whatever the future going to hold.
An alternate reality. But guess what? That ain't new. They showed us that in the movies years ago. It was called Total Recall. It's not new. It's called Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it was a movie that they showed
right,
us.
And
Total Recall. It's the same situation.
And also in one of the Left Behind movies.
Yep.
One of the Left Behind movies had it also where they put them on and Satan let them up in there in that reality.
Yeah, absolutely. the same situation. It's the same situation. Not no different. They always telling us what they're going to do. The reality is going to be different. Why are they changing the reality? Because they never want you to know what's really going on. That's why. They never want you to know what's really going on. That's why you got to keep your faith in that word, and you got to keep your knees bent and pray to the Most High that it keeps us, because the deception is going to be great. When he say that it's possible the very elect will be fooled, it's going to be great. And these people are going to try to lure you in. Girl, you need to come try this at least one time. If you try it one time, I promise you, you will not stop. It is amazing. Because everybody want to escape the truth. You can't escape the truth. You're going to have to live in your truth, and you're going to have to deal with it. That's just like getting high. That's why people get high, because they want to escape their reality. And you can't. And a lot of people, and that's what I was telling my sister, a lot of people are committing suicide. They're killing their families. They murdering. They're strung out on drugs. They're going through all kind of change because they can't live this alternative reality that they're being showed on TV. And it took the rappers to come on TV and say the mansions y'all see in the videos ain't real. The cars y'all see that we riding in and bobbing and weaving to, they don't belong to us. The private jets y'all see in the videos ain't ours. And the money that we be flashing around, it's fake money. Look at this money. This is fake money. It look real, but somebody else's face is on this money. It's all an illusion. And then our kids go out there and try to imitate it. And because you can't live what you see, you feel like you're not worthy enough to be. Yah has to be the one to make you worthy. Because what he has in store for you, can't no movie producer or music producer give it to you. He can't give it to you. But you know what, people, I want mine right now. I don't want to wait. That's taking too long. I mean, you're going to have to wait. You're going to wait one way or the other. Because you ain't got it. And if you shooting and going to killing and trying to get it, you usually end up in the penitentiary or worse. So why not try Yah? They done told all of it. They be like, this stuff ain't real. This money ain't real. These cars ain't not fake. All this is fake. Always an illusion. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. That's all it is. It's a big illusion. Nobody wants to accept that, but I can believe that. Total Recall. Same situation. They created a whole scenario. His wife wasn't really his wife. Everything was just, it wasn't real. It wasn't. It's called Apple Vision Pro Goggles Unleashed, a mixed reality that could lead to more innovation and isolation. Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
I see it. Yes, ma'am. And his goggles, they're going to be walking around. People ain't going to be wanting to go to work no more. They're going to be walking around with goggles on. They ain't even going to raise the kids no more, because the kids going to raise themselves, because they walking, the grown folks walking around with goggles on. It's terrible.
The kids going to have the goggles too, because they put in the video games or whatever they play with. They going to be in the goggles too on their games and all. They got them hooked on these phones. Every other person you see, they got their heads down in the phone, walking in front of cars and stuff, because they losing their humanity.
They are. They really are, ma'am. You are so, you know, you're telling the truth. It is the touch-to-touch, the human contact, the interaction is being stolen. It's being stolen. You know, first the drugs took away the parents. Now the video games and the other stuff is luring the parents away from the kids. We have to raise our own children. We have to bring our children up in the way that y'all say they're supposed to go. And you have to be functioning and aware of what's going on around you, because if he keeps you distracted before you know it, you're going to be the guy caught up in the mess and there's no way out. Better pay attention. You better pay attention. As long as he got you not paying attention, he can do anything he want. He can tell you anything he want to tell you. Pay attention. Take that mess off and pay attention. Because life is going on around you, and you don't even know nothing about it, because you often never land somewhere trying to go to the Wizard of Oz. We're off to see the Wizard. In your mind, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. It's crazy. I am on the yellow brick road. Nobody wants to deal with reality. You have to live in reality. Now they trying to determine what reality is. They ought to boycott that garbage. Everybody should just boycott that mess. Same way with them Beat headphones. Everybody was walking around with them big old headphones on their ears. It's like, are you kidding me? Unbelievable. That's why the Most High got to get us out of here. He got to get us out of here. It's only going to be a remnant. Because everybody else going to get caught up in the madness and they're going to believe this man. Don't believe it. They're going to believe this mess, and they're going to keep on living and living and living until they don't have no life no more. The whole job of the enemy is to steal, kill, and to destroy. And he will do it in the form of entertainment. If he have to do it in the form of entertainment, like we just heard that pastor do, he's just going to up the ante a little bit and make it a little bit more technical. Yeah. Then they're going to bring it into schools and let the kids be learning from it. Watch, after a while, this is a wonderful learning tool. Let's just give it to the kids. Everybody going to be walking around crazy. Watch. Crazy. It is truly crazy. It's something to see, I'm telling you. I don't know what to say. It's just it's a mess. But it's the world that we live in, and these are the people that we're dealing with. And he told us that in Matthew 24, he told us what kind of world it was going to be. The closer we get to moving into that age, it's going to be terrible. It is. And it's already terrible. I told you I was watching this program on HBO called Succession. And I was watching how they portrayed the Caucasian billionaires on there and how they dress and what they drive and how they what they live in and how they respond. And then you go around and you watch the one, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and you watch the black people and how they dress and how they what they drive and how they act and how they respond. It's like night and day. It's like night and day. It is. It's real serious. It's like night and day. It's just, you can tell there's a difference, and there will always, my job that I have, I deal with the public. And I was telling my sister today, I said, you know, I was assisting one of our customers, our clients. And, you know, I asked her, I said, is there anything else I can help you with? She said, you did really well. Do you clean houses too? I won't tell you how I responded. She said, you did really well. Do you clean houses too? So, you know, it's time, you know, I won't tell you what I said. I really won't. You probably won't like me, but I'm just going to say. But you can come clean mine. You can definitely come clean mine, for real. And that's where the world we in. We will never be equal. I don't care. Now, that's not everybody. Everybody don't act like that, but there are those that do. And there are those that say that. And no matter how intelligent you are, no matter how smart you sound, no matter how nice you are, they're going to still try to let you know that you're on the bottom. So, you know, our job in Israel is to get you ready to get the hell up out of here. That's our job.
Well, the more you try to tell our so-called people, relatives or whatever, I'm beginning to really see that this is a stiff-necked generation because they don't want to budge. They don't want to change. They want to celebrate their holidays, eat the unclean food, and they want to do what they're going to do. And like you said, we can't change it. All we can do is plant the seed and move on. But I've been telling, you know, some of my relatives for several years about the holidays. Don't celebrate. Don't celebrate. Gave them the scriptures. And what do they do every year? They still celebrate. So, you know, it's nothing that I can do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I already know. It's deeply embedded. It's deeply embedded. It is deeply embedded. All you can do is live the life. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. But we the one in the cult, because we not doing what everybody else do. Y'all got my family in the cult. My family left the church in the cult. They even preach over the pulpit. Don't fool with them Israelites. That mess is a cult. They do. And the people will laugh. They'll hallelujah. Yeah, that's right. Glory to his name. They'll say all those things. But it is what it is. You know, and it's not, I don't care how good they try to make it and how they try to make it seem like it's different. You'll never be equal here. This was not what this was for. This was a punishment. And if the punishment is over and it's time to go, time to go. No. Well, it is. It's time to go. When he says so. And all our job is to call it out and show you. But again, they won't see it until he opens up their... Some things they won't see until he opens up their eyes. Some things they can see now, they just don't care. They like, well, ain't nothing wrong with it. It's for the kids. It's a cultural thing, and we've been doing it for the kids. So, I mean, you know, you gotta let them do what they're going to do because he will deal with it after a while. He going to deal with it. He coming. And ain't nothing you can do about it. You got to let them see it. I like when I was on one of my jobs, this little girl came up to me, and she was a younger girl. You know, she was in her, I would say maybe mid, early 30s. And she came up to me, and she said, you know what the boss did to me? We was coming out of the bathroom. She was coming in. I was coming out. I said, what's going on? You know what she said to me? She said, so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. And I seen the boss looking at us talking. I said, yeah, that's what they do. That's exactly how they act, and that's what they do. And I looked at her puzzled, like, what, you thought I was going to give you something else? That's what they do. And she was just stunned, standing there like stunned, like, wow. No, that's what they do.
That reminds me, years ago, back in the early 70s, I was working at a little department store, and it was one of the, they didn't have many black, they had, you know, a handful of the black girls that worked there, and the rest of them were white. And so what happened, we didn't know the black girls, they called a meeting, and we out working the registers, didn't know where everybody went or what happened, but they had called a meeting. And the meeting was for the whites only. And in the meeting, they told them to keep an eye on us, the black girls, because if any money came up missing or anything, this and that, that we would be the ones that would be blamed for it. And so one of the ladies in the meeting stood up and said, oh, I'm sorry. I must be in the wrong meeting, because she was black, but she was fair-skinned, and they didn't know. And she the one that came out and told us what happened at the meeting. She came out and told us what went on and what was said.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, this is the world. This is the country we live in. And it's not going to change. You know, you, like I said, it's not everybody, but they're there. you know, when you live that kind of life, when you understand what this is, you have to deal with it accordingly. You know? Do what you need to do to get what you need to have and keep it moving. But don't by any means think that we're going to ever be equal, because you won't. And if the women aren't equal, you can imagine what the men go through. You can only imagine what they go through. You know? That's why it's not that many. You know, other than you talking about football players and basketball players, and I'm talking about the average everyday working man. He got to struggle. Now, I don't mean you're not supposed to try, and you're not supposed to get out there and do what you need to do to feed your family, but it's at the same time, it's a whole different struggle. But it's coming to a close, to the point where we can move on to the next phase of our lives being Israelites. But this is what we deal with every day. Every day. Yeah. And I said, no, you're not trying to be, not, no, you're not. You're not, this ain't, you got the wrong person. For that, I know you're not trying to put no dig in. I couldn't say all that I wanted to say because it was being monitored and recorded. But no, I know you're not. That's what they do. And you know what? It's okay with me, because I can't wait till y'all say it's time. Let's go. No offense, none. I don't care whether you take it or not. I really don't. No. But it is what it is. It just is what it is. It's bad. But we have to keep doing what we're doing. Like I said, my goal has never been to try to warn and educate or do anything in that area to anybody that's not Israel. Our job is to get Israel prepared, so when it's time for us to get up out of here, we get up out of here. Seriously. So, you know, that's just the way it is. The world is not a very nice place when it comes to us. It's something you have to deal with every day. Because those descendants of those same people that raped, robbed, murdered, hung us, and did all, they still here. They still here. They didn't leave and go to another country. They live in this country. So this is a real thing. This is a thing. This is a real live thing. You know. So for all of you all out there, there's family members that we have that may be listening on this, you know, and you think that we're the ones that's crazy, and now all of a sudden they got all these campaigns, our children are being taught racism. No, we just understand who we are now. That's not racism. It wasn't racism when you was living the life you was living. Now we know that we're Israelites, we're going to teach our children who they are. Now that we know what the word says, we're going to teach our children what it says. So that we can live according to the way he tell us to. Because the Most High means what he said. But now all of a sudden, now it's a problem. Because why? Because you're not included. Now all of a sudden it's racism. Why? Because you're not included. Well, he wrote the book, we didn't. He chose us to be his people, we didn't. But now all of a sudden it's a problem. Because why? Because you can't find yourself in there. And you can't put yourself in there. It is what it is. I mean, seriously, this is what it is now. Now, the Republicans are coming back together to make this country great again. And we're all included in making it great again. How is that going to work?
Great for who? Great for them. It wasn't great for us.
Exactly. And it ain't going to be great for us. Because you can't have but one person on top. You can't. You can't have two kings from two totally different nations running the same kingdom. That don't work. But now all of a sudden, everybody's included in it now all of a sudden. Please. Our children are being taught racism. No, our children are being taught who they are. And now we don't rely on the black church to feed us a narrative that we know is not real. So we're not buying into that no more. We have learned who our Elohim is and what he has in store for us. So no, we ain't gonna listen to the performance. No. This is real talk. You know, everybody's a little bit upset, but it's okay, but that's normal. They supposed to get upset, and they supposed to be mad because things are not changing, going the way that they thought it was going to go. But my thing is, we're going to let y'all have it. You want it to be 100% totally Caucasian, we're going to get to you. At least the Israelites going to be gone. Because I'm tired of looking at movies. I'm tired of looking at gospel movies. With a Caucasian Jesus and Caucasian disciples. I'm tired of looking at the storyline of Jeremiah on YouTube with Pure Flick and all that, with white Jeremiah and white Solomon and white King David. I'm tired of looking at that. That is a lie. But everybody's still saved, and everybody's still going to get caught up in the rapture and go back to heaven. That's a lie. I'm tired of watching a movie about Moses, and he white. That's a lie. You get tired of that stuff, and the more you see it, the more it's just man. Listen, woo! Every video you see on YouTube that talk about Rome, that talk about the Armageddon, that talk about the rapture, that talk about Christ, that talk about Jerusalem, all the people are Caucasian. I've never seen a bunch of sanctified liars in my whole life. Nobody's telling the truth. Even Esther White. They did try to make Sheba, the Queen Sheba that was supposedly married to Solomon, Vivica Fox played it in that. They did try to make her black. Joseph is white. The Joseph movie they got on YouTube about the story of Joseph, he white. Everybody's Caucasian. Everybody. It's like, how y'all going to, you going where? And every time you turn around, it's a lie. And the black people so oblivious, well, it don't matter. Well, when did that start happening? When was it okay to tell a lie? And then the Egyptians got the nerve to get mad at Kevin Hart because he was talking about the real Egyptians. You're not a Hamite Egyptian. You might have named yourself after the land, but you didn't come from Ham because all of those people were dark people. It's unbelievable, man. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's a different world that we're living in. It's a totally different world. But it's okay to lie. It's okay because Jesus is going to come and get us. And Jesus is getting ready to take us back to heaven, lying and all. It's okay. It's just the whole thing is a big lie. And until the people begin to wake up, because this stuff you don't have to know being an Israelite. This ain't got nothing to do with the Most High waking you up to being an Israelite. This is simple ABC 1-2-3 stuff. And they're like, well, it don't matter. Yes, it do. How would you like it if all of a sudden somebody showed up one day and said, my name is Tina Knowles and I'm a white woman. Now, the real Tina Knowles is black. But you got a white woman over here talking about she you. It, does it matter? It doesn't matter then.
YouTube has a video out titled Putin Shows the World Who the Real Israelites Are. And they go into the arcade over in Russia showing all the Jesus, Mary, whoever, that they were black, all the disciples, everybody was black, the John the Baptist and all. And then they showed how a certain time of the year they paid one of the artists to white out the pictures and paint over them and make the faces white. And that's how we got whited out. But he still has, they said, all throughout Russia. He has, you know, they got a book out with all the pictures in there of, you know, our people and who and what color they really were. So he knows who we are.
I believe that. I believe that. I'm looking at it right now. Rare Russian icons on display in Moscow. All of the disciples was black. They know. These people know. But it's easier to tell the lie because it's better to deal with the lie than to deal with the truth. But it's bad.
When you've been fed a lie for so long and it's embedded in you, it's hard for some people to break out of that. They don't want to look at the truth. They're like, no, I don't want to look at it. No, this is the God I've been worshiping. I've been going to church or whatever. And it's, like you said, it's going to take the Most High to open their eyes for them to really see the truth.
Absolutely. No question about it. No question. It's something, like I said, it's time for a change, and not so much changing this country, because these people are not going to change until they stop lying. It's not going to change until they stop lying. They have to stop lying. You know, it is the truth. It is so true. Everything. And these leaders know. They know. And you know what? And they don't want to tell the truth because that it's going to stir up a storm. They know. They all know. You know? And we have tried. You know, then you will go on YouTube. Just open up YouTube and put in the story of Joseph. Or put in the story of Jeremiah. Or put in the story of King David. Or just click in the story of Solomon. Or click in the story of Esther, Queen Esther. Every last character is white. Every last one of them. And all of those were from the tribe of Judah, from Israel. They were from the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And all of those people were black people of color. I told you, one of the girls on my job, she was like, I'm going over to Africa, and, you know, I've been there before. And she was like, and you know what? Sometimes I didn't think they liked me, but they would probably like you. And I had to stop her, you know, because I could have went there, but she was a kid. And I said, why do you think they would like me? Because I'm black. I said, I'm not African. And she looked at me, and she jerked back and looked like, what? I said, I'm not African. I said, Noah only had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The Hamites are the Africans, the true Africans. Those are the Egyptians, the Ethiopians, the Libyans, and the Canaanites. Those are all black people. I said, but then, and then Japheth is the Gentile, which is the Caucasian people. And then you have Shem. I'm from Abraham's lineage. I'm from Shem. I'm not black. I mean, I'm not an African. And she just looked. I said, let me give you a point. I said, remember how the whole world was up in arms because Prince Harry married a black girl, and they said Meghan Markle was this black girl. I said Meghan Markle was Caucasian. And she looked, I said, Numbers chapter 1. The lineage, I think it's around the verse 17 or 18, but the lineage and the pedigree goes through the seed of the father. So whatever your father is, that's what you are. So Meghan Markle is not black. She is not a part of African-American descent. She is Caucasian because her father is Caucasian. I said, she's one of y'all. I said, but then you look at Mariah Carey on the other hand. She look like you, but she one of us. I said, so you can't never judge us by skin color. She was confused. She looked so confused. She was like, huh? And one of the other little girls was like, that is so deep. I said, there's a whole lot of dark-skinned Caucasian people around here that y'all are mistaken for us. They're not us. I said, Diana Ross's oldest daughter. She's dark, she has dark skin. She is a darker color complexion than all of her other children. I said, and she's Caucasian. If Barry Gordy is her father, according to the lineage from what's on the internet, Barry Gordy's father is white. So they're all Caucasian. This is the stuff. Woo. It's just. It has been a big smear campaign to keep everybody in the dark. It really has. It really, really has. You know, it's just really serious stuff. You know, it's just Chris crazy stuff.
And even Obama, he's not one of us either.
That's what I heard.
And everybody thinks that, oh, the first black president, oh, the black president. But his father was from Kenya, an African, one of the Africans.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So, I mean, you know, all of it is to the point where it's like, whatever. You know, all praises be to the Most High, y'all. You know, all we can do, like I said, you know, all this make America great again and we getting ready to bring it back, that's not going to happen. It's just not. It's not going to happen. For one thing, this country is too far gone with the immoral things that they have been doing, the immoral things that they have let go, the way that people are living and doing everything they're big enough to do. And from what I read in the scriptures, when a country gets to that point, that's when the Most High steps in. It did he do. It's just not going to happen. I don't believe it anyway. I just don't believe that's going to happen. I believe it's to the point now, you know, where we have to, you know, we have to really begin to repent and pray and ask him to deliver us from here, because it's not going to get no better. It's not. It's not going to get no better. It's like this is the last hurrah, hurrah to try to make it. It's not. It's not. It's just gone. You know, there's no fear anymore. There's no God-fearing people anymore. It's just none. It's just everybody does what they want to do. And when that gets to that point, when everybody's doing everything they want to do, then that's usually when the Most High steps in. And he does what he does. And it's just going to be unfortunate. You know, it just is what it is, and it's unfortunate, but it is. You know, you got to, it's just, yeah, it's just a mess. You know, I really do wish that we hadn't never messed up. It takes a lot to watch everything that's going on, to see Jerusalem in the state that it's in, to see that whole land going through what it's going through. The fighting and the bloodshed and the uncertainty and all of the foolishness, it's just a mess. Our land has been taken over by the Gentile. And some of us have never even been there. We don't even know what it feels like. But we will in a minute, because he's going to take us back to the land of Canaan, because he said he was. Now, whether it's Jerusalem and over there where they fighting at, I don't know. I seriously doubt it. But I know we're going to land on the land of Canaan. We're going to end up over there, because he promised us that he would. So, you know, that's what our goal is to get the people prepared to be able to get ready to go back to the land. In the meantime, all of the things that you're seeing with your eyes, the Bible said men's hearts is going to fail them for what their eyes going to see. So don't be surprised if you see spaceships or little gray men or whatever it is you're seeing landing in your backyard or whatever's happening. All these things are going to happen. All these things are going to happen. And you have to be prepared. You know, you're just going to have to be prepared because it's going to happen because the scripture says so. And on that note, this is the end of our class. I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of their day. And don't forget, I will be back here for our regularly scheduled programs. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your evening. Sis, thank you so much. You and Erico 504 and 717, thank you so much for helping me with the call tonight. And you guys have a great rest of your evening. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.